Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you again for another beautiful day where we partake of all the goodness of heaven in you because of your great love in what you have done, made available to us in what you have done. And so we commit the day, Lord, just establish our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. Your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. We're going on this morning to Colossians. We're in Colossians 2, and we're going on from verse 16 to 19. But just remembering now, yesterday, or you could say from the beginning of the week, we've just seen again the greatness of this salvation, where Jesus has disarmed powers and principalities of darkness, made a public spectacle of them. So, they are not the major, they the minor. Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and we are co-heirs with him. Every wall of hostility has been broken. Everything of darkness has been dealt with and taken away. Everything that came about through the fall of Adam has now been dealt with and taken away by the last Adam, Jesus. And so now we've got to look to the head, hear from the head, and stay in the head, strong, solid, staying in light, holding fast to the goodness of God, because that's what faith is. Faith is the faith of God, and it's all relevant to our new name, to answers, to light, so that we can be the rivers in the desert, the lights in the darkness. Amen. So let's just be blessed again now as he's just going to encourage us now to just stay in the light as he is in the light.
So why would you allow anyone to judge you because of what you eat or drink, or insist that you keep the feast, observe new moon celebrations, or the Sabbath? All of these were but a prophetic shadow, and the evidence of what would be fulfilled for the body is now Christ. Don't let anyone disqualify you from your prize. Don't let their pretended sincerity fool you as they deliberately lead you into their initiation of angel worship. For they take pleasure in pretending to be experts of something they know nothing about. Their reasoning is meaningless and comes only from their own opinions. They refuse to take hold of the true source. But we receive directly from him, and his life supplies vitality into every part of his body through the joining ligaments, connecting us all as one. He is the divine head who guides his body and causes it to grow by the supernatural power of God.
Hallelujah. So we see we've come now to the origin. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in the Godhead, and now we've been brought back into that. So we hold fast to that which is pure, that which is lovely, that which is beautiful, and then we nourish and encourage each other in the same way. So it's so wonderful to see, you know, when we were born again, we died, and it's no longer us that lives, but it's Christ that lives, and the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God. So whatever the head has got, the body has also got. And we keep in tune, let him renew our minds, and we speak accordingly. Speaking the truth in love, we grow up in all things into Christ. Amen. So we have got a destiny. We have got a path. We have got sufficient answers for every problem. And this is what we partake of on a daily basis as we are moving into and we are living out the wonderful love story of God that he's made available for us. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for helping us to grow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.